And maybe we could turn to Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5, and we can read verses 13 and 14. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. And we're really taking our fellowship from message 10 on the crystallization study of Ezekiel. We're just borrowing from some of the points. Okay, so let's read Hebrews chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. For everyone who partakes of milk is inexperienced in the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the full grown, who because of practice have their faculties exercised for discriminating between both good and evil. And the points we want to highlight today are relating to eating and enjoying the word. And there was a segment, there was a very sweet segment of our table meeting this morning related to loving the Lord. And our loving the Lord and our enjoying the word go hand in hand. If our heart is right and we are loving the Lord, then his word is sweet to our taste. We need a proper heart in order to eat and enjoy the word. And so if we love the Lord, we would love his word. Amen. And if we love the Lord, we would want to spend time in his word. Amen. Because his word is just his personal speaking to us. Amen. And actually, many times I think we know from our experience, as we're enjoying the word, in reality, we're beholding the Lord. Amen. We're beholding the Lord face to face. And so it's really many times difficult to distinguish, you know, beholding the Lord inwardly and beholding the Lord in the word. Really, these go hand in hand. So as we are praying, you know, we're loving the Lord. We're gazing on his glory. Actually, many times it's right here.
Amen.
We just need the right heart.
Amen.
And as it says in verse 14, we need our faculties exercised.
Amen.
And we need practice.
Amen.
So it's very good just to have some practical fellowship. How do we practice eating the word? How do we practice enjoying the Lord in the word? Okay. And as we enjoyed also last week, Jeremiah 15, 16. I personally cannot get away from this verse. This verse is too wonderful. Your words were found. And I ate them.
Amen.
Your words were found.
Amen.
And I ate them.
Amen.
Even right there, there's a seeking.
Amen.
Are we going to find his word?
Amen.
Are we looking for the Lord's word?
Amen.
That goes back to our loving heart. If we have a loving heart, we are looking for his word.
Amen.
And then we'll find it.
Amen.
And then we can eat it.
Amen.
Okay? Your words were found. Even, dear saints, we need to pray over verses like this. Lord, your words.
Amen.
We just pray. We don't have to pray in a formal way, but we just pray in a seeking way.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, your words.
Amen.
Lord, cause me to find your words.
Amen.
And once we find them, we can eat them. Okay, also, again, if you weren't here last week, Brother Atsuo used the example of the berries. Dear saints, if we have a loving and seeking heart, it's just as if we're looking for the Lord to feed us. Some portion of a word, there may be no berries. We try it, and we don't find anything to eat necessarily at that moment in time. But we go on to maybe another portion of the word, or we go to another verse, and it's as if we're spiritually shaking a branch, waiting for the berries to fall. This is our seeking after the Lord. This is our finding the word, the Lord in the word. And when we find him, we eat him.
Amen.
Okay. And then, how do we know that we've eaten the Lord? How do we know? This verse helps us. It says, your word became.
Amen.
There's a become.
Amen.
The word needs to become something in us.
Amen.
Okay, so this also goes back even to the spirit of the message. We not only need to eat, we also need to digest. And then we need to assimilate.
Amen.
Okay, so this becoming, I appreciated this. This becoming proves that there's digestion and assimilation.
Amen.
Dear saints, we need to learn. This is our practice. We're practicing to contact the Lord in the Word. We're not coming merely for doctrinal understanding. Brother David, we are not coming merely for doctrinal understanding. Brother Ray, we are coming to enjoy Christ. Okay, so we need to have a change in view. We're not here just to study the Word. We're here to eat the Word. Okay, so this takes practice. And again, in verse 14, it requires exercise. So we're exercising. So dear saints, we don't need to be condemned. We just need to practice. Practice coming to the Lord in the Word, coming to eat, and then we digest, and then there's a result. This is what's precious to me. The result is gladness and joy in our heart. Okay, dear saints, we all want gladness. We all want joy. Actually, the whole world is looking for gladness and joy. Amen. There's one place. Dear saints, I promise you. Okay, in our environment, we may not have gladness and joy. Actually, I think it's all of our testimony. Many times, right? There's no joy or gladness. We have all sorts of things. These are the hills and the valleys that we were reading about in the all-inclusive Christ. Okay, however, the Lord does promise us joy in His Word.
Amen.
Anybody here who wants joy, say amen.
Amen.
We want joy, and the Lord has promised us that we would have joy in His Word.
Amen.
So as we're practicing to contact Him in the Word, we know that we've really eaten Him, and we know that we've really digested Him, because there's joy and rejoicing in our heart. Okay, my personal testimony, at a personal level, on a personal spiritual level, my deepest and sweetest enjoyment of the Lord is when I have contacted Him in the Word. It could be in the morning, it could be at night, maybe it's at work, maybe we're having a difficult time, but the Lord meets me in His Word.
Amen.
And then inwardly, there's the real joy and rejoicing, mainly because the Lord's revealed Himself. Many times the Lord's speaking, His rhema word is there, His shining is there, His presence is there, and then the revelation is there. I see something. I see Christ.
Yes.
We see something of God's economy in His Word, and then something springs up.
Amen.
Something springs up.
Amen.
It's joy and rejoicing.
Amen.
Dear saints, that's why we need to practice. We need to practice coming to the Lord in His Word. The Lord Jesus did this. If we read the verses, Matthew 4:4, the Lord Himself lived because He ate every word which proceeded out of the mouth of God. John 6:57, He ate the Father. This was His living. So dear saints, we also can have such a living. This will bring us on to maturity. This will bring us into full salvation. Sorry, real quick, let me wrap up. If you look at 1 Peter chapter 1, very fresh. Real quick. Okay, verse 22. You have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth. If we are in the truth as the reality, we can purify our soul. How are we saved? It's in verse 23. We are regenerated by the living and abiding Word of God.
Amen.
Then, verse 25, this word of the Lord abides forever.
Amen.
Then, verse 2, as newborn babes long for the guileless milk of the Word, in order that by it you may grow.
Amen.
We can grow unto salvation.
Amen.
We grow unto salvation through His Word, through the living and abiding Word of God. Then last point. If you have tasted that the Lord is good.
Amen.
Dear saints, we need to have our faculties exercised. We need to practice to contact the Lord in His Word. As we eat, we digest, and we assimilate Him, there is joy and rejoicing in our heart.
Amen.